Local United Kingdom police told a pastor that if he offends the LGBT community with a social media comment, he could be breaking the law. Catch the rest of the story after a short message from our sponsors.
At Liberty University, we believe in honoring service. That's why we offer first responder and military communities deep discounts on all of our 450-plus online programs. Military students, veterans, and spouses pay just $250 per credit hour for undergraduate and $275 to $300 per credit hour for graduate and PhD courses. First responders receive a 25% tuition discount, and those who qualify may be able to use both discounts for even greater savings. It's our way to say thank you for all you do. To learn more, text AGREE to 49595.
A local news outlet's Facebook page reported this year's Cornwall Pride event would be canceled. Pastor Josh Williamson of Newquay Baptist Church wrote "Wonderful news" under the post. When users asked him about his comment, Williamson replied, "Because I don't think sin should be celebrated." In addition to his comment, he shared the news article on his personal Facebook page and wrote, "Hallelujah, we prayed at our prayer meeting on Tuesday night that this event would be canceled. We also prayed that the Lord would save the organizers. One prayer answered, now we wait for the second prayer to be answered." Cornwall Pride organizers gave significant backlash to his post, going so far as to superimpose a photo of Williamson's head onto an image of homosexual pornography and sharing it online, as well as several other threats against both Williamson and his congregation. The LGBT group also called on its followers to report the pastor for his supposed hate speech. According to CBN News, Williamson reported the threats to the Devon and Cornwall police, who have been sponsors of the gay organization in the past. Williamson was told the situation was complex and that they did not believe anyone with the group would act on their threats. The police said they were working with both sides to pacify the situation, but also told Williamson he should make an effort not to offend anyone in the LGBT community in the future to avoid breaking the law. Regarding the ordeal, Williamson said in a statement, "Newquay Baptist Church is made up of sinners who have been forgiven by a wonderful Savior. Since this is the case, we would invite all people, including the LGBT community, to come to our services. Our desire is that all would come to know and love Jesus." For more stories like this one, visit charismanews.com and subscribe to this podcast for more episodes every weekday. I'm Nadia. Thanks for listening.